Hey, cowboy.
Hey, welcome to Space Gab. This is Mike Coletta. It's the 16th of January, 2023. Space Gab can be heard at www.spacegabpodcast.com or go directly to my Anchor FM site by typing in spacegab.space. The spacegabpodcast.com will give you numerous venues to select episodes from, and spacegab.space will give you the Anchor FM server. Well, first of all, let me apologize last week for my Duck Dynasty beard. So, if you've ever seen the show Duck Dynasty, you'll know what I'm talking about. Yes, my beard is like one of those Duck Dynasty beards. And apparently, I didn't realize it, the microphone was actually below my chin, and it was too close to my Duck Dynasty beard, and that beard was scratching up against the microphone, and I could hear it in a number of the episode segments that I spoke. So I readjusted the microphone, this podcast, so we'll see how that works. Like I said, once again, I apologize for that. Well, looks like we talked about Lunar Flashlight in a past podcast, and that is a CubeSat that is going to go into lunar orbit, and it's going to be looking for ice. Remember, we talked about that a little bit. Well, it's not there yet. It's on its way. But now I guess it has experienced some problems on its journey to the moon to take a peek at the lunar surface for the ice. I guess three of the four thrusters are having problems, and they're trying to determine what best way to correct those problems. So I guess I do have links to all what I'm talking about on my Twitter feed, including this story here. So you can go there and read the articles in their entirety. And that Twitter feed URL is twitter.com/Mike_Coletta, MIKE_COLETTA. And you can read this article I'm talking about in its entirety and anything else I'm talking about on the podcast, and a lot of things I'm not talking about on the podcast, because I don't incorporate all the articles I share, but quite a few of them. But this one is from, let's see, Space News, and it's talking about, I guess they're going to be keeping the thrusters that are having the problems with open for a longer time, some long duration turn-on time, and to see if they can clear the lines. I guess they're talking about possibly having obstructed feed lines, and that's why maybe it's not getting as much propellant as it should. So it's not functioning as the three that are having problems with is not functioning as the fourth one is, which is functioning, you know, full blast, so fully functional, and these other three aren't. So they're going to try to run this thing full, you know, try to get it to go full blast, but they're going to run it for a longer duration for a while for some testing on his trip. But yeah, you can go read that article there on the Twitter feed in a link. Well, yesterday, SpaceX successfully launched a Falcon Heavy. Always cool to see those Falcons go up, especially the Falcon Heavy, because it's got the two boosters on the side along with the Stage 1 engine. And that thing was carrying a U.S. Space Force payload, actually two payloads. And once it launched, it went into a preliminary parking orbit, and then the upper stage coasted to a geosynchronous altitude before payload deployment. I think it was like 5 hours or so that it coasted before it deployed the payloads. And Space Force did tell SpaceX, and SpaceX tweeted out that successful deployment of their payloads. Also, some really cool video, and I do have links to all this on the Twitter feed, of the Falcon Heavy side boosters landing at Landing Zone 1 and Landing Zone 2. So, and this was from a drone. This video was taken from a drone. So it's the first time I actually saw a drone video of the booster landings. It's a must-see, pretty much. Go check it out. I have a link on the Twitter feed. Or just go to SpaceX, at SpaceX on Twitter, and they've got it there on their site. That's where I pretty much share the videos from the SpaceX site. But yeah, really cool drone video of these Falcon Heavy side boosters coming in. And you see the ocean off in the distance. It's just cool. You've got to see it. you've got to see it. But yep, successful launch. Falcon Heavy with two payloads for the U.S. Space Force. Another nice-looking video is shared by CNSA Watcher on Twitter. And that video is taken up there at China's Tiangong Space Station, the CSS. And it's a camera that is on their robotic arm. And it actually is positioned above the CSS. So it's kind of like you almost look like you're a spacewalker traveling above their space station. And you see the Earth below that. It's really cool. So I have that video actually right below the Falcon. Oh, actually, it's above. It's right above the Falcon Heavy side boosters video. But you'll find it. It's a really cool video also to watch, to see this positioned camera. And the angle, and the Earth below with their space station between you, the camera, and the Earth. Really cool stuff. So good video to check out. Like I said, China does share a lot of information about their space program now. Not all, but a lot. So go check that out if you'd like to. Nice videos of space stuff. All space enthusiasts. That's why we talk a lot about a lot of these different countries' space programs also. Because as space enthusiasts, like I am, and like you obviously are if you're listening to the Space Gab podcast, space enthusiasts love space stuff, regardless of who's doing it, pretty much. They're interested in watching and hearing about it. So that's why I share quite a few of the other videos and information on some of these other space programs. Because, you know, our government's... Remember when we were talking about in past podcasts where I said, you know, there isn't much talk about China's space program. And they just kept doing better and better and better. And then all of a sudden, they were watching all right. Our government was watching. And then they started tweeting out and sending articles about the program and how they're watching it and everything else. So behind the scenes, they were watching it all along. But now they're more open about what they're watching and actually talking about, as we talked about last week, needing more funding if they're going to keep up or surpass China and using funding in the proper way for their space program. So that was interesting also. And getting the commercial side on board too. So that's important too. But that's from last week's podcast if you'd like to go check it out. There you go. And speaking of China... China had their fifth rocket launch of 2023. Looks like I've got a couple of links for some of the past rocket launches for the week, the previous week. But they're sending satellites up. This one, you can read the information and see. Actually, there is a video there of their fifth launches. Whenever I do talk about their launches, I try to find the videos once they're shared. And there's a couple of Twitter handles that I usually... share their stuff, and it's not the state stuff that I know of. So usually on Twitter, it'll tell you if it's state affiliated. On these, they've got to tag them as state affiliated, China state affiliated. But these Twitter accounts that I share aren't state affiliated. I make sure of that. But and Twitter lets you know if they are. So a lot of these different countries, you'll see different state affiliations for their feeds. These videos of these launches are interesting. It takes a while sometimes for these videos to be shared out there, and how they're gotten is not always told. But so this fifth launch that was done on the 15th of January is there for your viewing pleasure. And still talking about China, I guess China's space industry is setting foot in Africa. CNSA Watcher again sends out China's space industry setting foot in Africa on January 9th. HKA TG announced that it had signed a memorandum with, DJIBOUTI, to jointly develop and operate the Djibouti spaceport, constructing 7 satellite launch pads and 3 rocket test beds. And then they give the source. And I do have the link to that article. But yeah, that's African, you know, China's going to be building in Africa there. So that's a lot. 7 satellite launch pads and 3 rocket test beds. So they'll be doing quite a bit there. So there you go again. And actually, SpaceX was supposed to launch a Starlink rocket carrying, you know, not a Starlink rocket, but a rocket carrying Starlink satellites before the Falcon Heavy went. But they had to delay it because California is getting nailed with some weather, aren't they? Lotto, I mean, I've been watching there and just, I mean, and you may have remembered back, let's see, just a little bit, almost a year ago, I was actually broadcasting from California, the Space Gap podcast for a while when I was there in my parents' house for a while. I told you why I was there and all that. I'm not going to go into it again. But, yeah, so California's getting nailed big time. I mean, a lot of flooding. And I'm making the news a lot. I guess another system is hitting them again. They're just getting bam, 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 systems. But yeah, so the SpaceX has pushed back its first Starlink launch of the year until no earlier than Wednesday to wait for improved weather at the Falcon 9 rocket's launch site in California. And it says, it continues, and better sea conditions in the downrange booster recovery area. So we'll just have to wait. So the earliest they can launch there is Wednesday. I guess, well, that's probably, you know, not written in stone either, depending on the weather. You never know. Isn't there a song about it never rains in California? Or do I have that wrong? I don't know. But, yep, Falcon 9 with Starlinks on delay. It looks like they found a planet in the Goldilocks zone. Goldilocks zone being not too cold, not too hot, just right. And I actually got this off of a local. I don't know if I had seen this on the Twitter feed, but I got it off one of the local news stations. Julie Chin from our local, actually it's in Tulsa, Channel 2, had this on her Facebook post. And that's actually where the link on the article here on my Twitter feed takes you. But it says, astronomers have discovered exoplanet TOI-700e, which is an Earth-sized world that orbits in its star's habitable zone. NASA believes the planet is about 95% the size of Earth and is likely rocky. So that'll be interesting. You know, and they've got a picture, but I seriously doubt this. Well, it could be, I guess. It could be the picture of that planet, but I don't think so. But anyway, they'll just put a depiction of that. So you can go read that article, the entire one. But you're gonna hear a lot of things. They got all these different planet hunting equipment out there now. Actually, I saw something. I don't know if I got it. Talk about it today or not. Maybe not. I don't think I did. Something about another launch of some spacecraft looking for alien worlds. So I would assume this is an alien world, so I don't know what they were talking about, but I'll have to go check out social media more to see what that one was about. Remember the Green Hornet TV show? Well, this is the Green Comet. Not a TV show, but the real deal. I guess the thing is with this comet, it's a, what is it, C/2022e is the designation for this comet, and it's the one everybody's talking about, the Green Comet being seen in a sky near you. Well, I looked for it, even with binoculars. I did not see it. I could not find that darn Green Comet. I'll tell you, I got spoiled though, as I put on my Twitter feed here. I, you know, talked about it, and when Hale-Bopp was in the sky. Remember in the 1997, and a little bit after, about, what was it, for like 18 months or so? All you had to do is look up, And there was Hale Bopp. Didn't need any binoculars, if you remember that. But not this one. I think you need more than binoculars, or some bigger binoculars is what I need. I have just a standard pair, a telescope. So I looked. I've got the little application looking for it on Heavens Above. Not Heavens Above. What was my application? I can't remember what the heck it is. But I do have an application. And it'll show you exactly where it's at in the sky, just like all the other planets and satellites and the whole bit. But I looked three times for like an hour and a half, giving it time to get higher in the sky. Nothing. Nada. Did not see anything that was green or that looked like a comet. But like I said, I guess you have to really have something and know exactly where to look for. Now, they do have pictures. And I do on the Twitter feed, I have a depiction of this. Somebody took a picture of this comet and posted it here, but not me. So, yep, I'll tell you, like I said, you get spoiled if you were able there to watch Hale Bopp for all those many months. Get the bucks to build a CubeSat. NASA Launch Services sent out a tweet. University students can apply for dollars to attend Mission Concepts 1, a 2023 summer series. University NanoSat program presented by NASA, CSLI. Hey, CubeSat building. Now, as we're going to talk about in a little while, some of those CubeSats, I mean, a lot of work goes into the CubeSats. And sometimes they don't make it into orbit for numerous reasons. But we'll talk about that here because that was a big story. And I really want to get into that because I got a lot to say about that. Huh. Okay. But yeah, so you need some bucks for building a CubeSat, go check out the NASA's Launch Services Program Twitter feed, and I do have a link to it. Well, Virgin Orbit probes failed orbital launch. Eyes second UK attempt later this year. What failed orbital launch? Well, let me tell you. This one is going to take a while. Because we talked about it on the last podcast, and it was the same day that it was going to be launching. It was going to be launching later in the day from last week's podcast, so I couldn't really talk about it. But they've been hyping it, haven't they? I mean, it was hyped. It was the Start Me Up mission. Virgin Orbit was sending Launcher 1 from the UK soil, United Kingdom soil. And I'm telling you, it was pushed, and so many people, it was just hyped and this and advertised, and in a good way. They were happy. They were pumped. They were excited. They were ecstatic. The first launch there from UK soil. And it was, and we talked a little bit about last week about some people who didn't maybe. Hey, you know, is it really a launch from the soil? No, it's an aircraft. It's a 747 taking off and then dropping a rocket. The rocket ignites, and then up it goes. Will it really be in UK airspace or whatever when it launches? Will it be really a UK launch? You know, and we talked about all that. So if you'd like to hear more about that, just go to last week's podcast and check it out. But it didn't make it. It did not make it. The 747 did take off from UK soil, so that did happen. But the rocket, I was following the Virgin Orbit Twitter thread, and they said, okay, this is happening, it's doing this, dropped, it's ignited, everything's looking good, it's in space, it's in orbit, the payloads are in orbit. A little bit later, we're going to delete this tweet about it being in orbit, we have some kind of an anomaly, what? And then we started getting information, the rocket, Launcher 1 didn't make it. The Launcher 1 came back to Earth and didn't make it. But hey, we did get into space. We did get into space. And I do have a lot. I'm not going to go real deep into this. But I do have a lot of the threads there where I was following people just, oh, it's okay, Virgin Orbit, it's okay, better luck next time, and hey, you tried, all those, hey, you participated awards, hey, what, it's okay. And then some of the leaders from the UK, you can see a bunch of them, hey, all right, well, it wasn't really a failure, and it wasn't really a success, but it was a launch from UK soil, you'll see us get better, blah, blah, blah. And they just kept, just kept reading these. I'm reading these tweets, the replies back to Virgin Orbit on their threads. I'm going, what about, you're forgetting someone, or a bunch of someones. What about the CubeSats that were aboard Launcher 1? Where are they? Are they cheering and saying, all right, it was a UK launch, hey, we made it, yeah, it wasn't a success, it wasn't a failure. Actually, it was a failure for those CubeSats, because guess where they're at? Back on Earth, or in the water, or wherever. And I was wondering, I said, hey, why doesn't anybody ever talk to the CubeSat people? And ask them. Are they throwing it up there? Oh, it's okay, Virgin Orbit. It's okay if we put all this time and money into these CubeSats. It's okay. We understand how you don't want to really give too much information, and all these people are pumping you up and all that. But it was a failure. And then people. I saw one guy say, "Yeah, what about SpaceX? Look at all the failures they had on." Yeah, that was in the testing phase. Okay. I didn't even bother writing these people. That was in the testing phase. You're always going to... Virgin Orbit and Launcher 1 aren't in the testing phase. This is a production model. A production model that was supposed to take these CubeSats into space. From a launch from UK soil and into space and in orbit. Into orbit. Orbital insertion into orbit. But it didn't happen. So they just, I couldn't read any more of those replies. It was getting so sickly sweet. And I know people say, it's okay. You came in last place, but you still get a trophy because everybody who participates gets a trophy nowadays. That's the way our society is. I just kept thinking, those poor satellite people, CubeSat guys and ladies and whoever else works on those things and put all the time and the money and the effort and sees their CubeSat. And we actually did get to see the CubeSat come down in flames, all of them, the payloads. Because I did share a video and a still shot of someone who did get the re-entry of the Launcher 1 rocket as it re-entered in flames with the CubeSats in flames. And I do have that on the Twitter feed. But, and then someone, I think it was Market, actually it was a Market Watch tweet I just kind of read to you earlier about saying they're going to try it again later this year. So we'll see. But yeah, Launcher 1 with all those, I think it was 8 or 9, I think it was 9 CubeSats bit the dust on that failed orbital attempt. But, there's so much more I was going to say, but I've got the tweets there and you can check it out if you'd like, but and when they try again, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Oh, one more thing about the Virgin Orbit launch failure. I'll tell you what, another major failure was for them. Oh my goodness, was social media going crazy with criticism? Rightly so, I think, because of their feed, their live feeds. It was terrible. People were saying, you should see. I mean, they didn't hold back on that with the what was not seen and what was not aired, what was not shown. People were saying it was terrible, the coverage that they got for their live stuff and the information and the talking heads that were discussing it in between things. They were showing more of them than the actual what was going on with the launch or the launch attempt. There just wasn't much data or video or anything shared, apparently. And I did look back at the video that they shared at the live feed. It was, I mean, I'm going, what Where's the meat? Where's the meat? Remember that old commercial? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? There was very little beef. Very little beef. A lot of beef substitute, but very little beef. So, yeah, it's I don't know if they still got it up there or not, if they took it down, like they took down the tweet that said they reached orbit, because they didn't. But they sure tweeted that they did, and away that tweet went. But the video, I don't know if the video is still up there or not. They don't show you much. They show some of the telemetry graphics, not much of the actual rocket launch itself, the plume. I've seen some past videos from Virgin Orbit, a lot better than this. And I'll tell you what, people let them know. It was brutal, I'll tell you. They were just throwing it out there on social media. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about that, too. Before we get into this next failed launch and a questionable amount of data actually shared with the public. And that other launch attempt from ABL Systems, Space Systems, well, at their Twitter feed is ABL Space Systems, @ABL Space Systems. They launched from Alaska. Their first, RS-1 launch that we were following after the delay they had. So, it took a while before they tweeted out, and this was the tweet that, you know, they kind of acknowledged what happened. ABL tweeted about failed RS-1 launch. It says, early in today's flight, all 9 RS-1's E-2 engines shut down simultaneously. RS-1 impacted the pad and was destroyed. And this is a rock. I actually saw an Anchorage TV station that talked about this, because when the ABL launch started, there wasn't much shared either. And after the launch failure, now this rocket made it so high, not real high, but, and then, like they said, all the engines shut down, and then down it came. And right away, somebody shared, and it looked like a Twitter bot, sharing a smoke plume, and a bunch of people jumped on that, even though it said that the thing was a bot. They jumped on it, and they were, oh, look what happened, oh, there is, and this was photos. Actually, it was a very short GIF or a video of a smoke plume coming up. Now, you couldn't really tell. It could have been a smoke plume from anywhere. But people wanted to jump on this story. So here was a smoke plume shared by some pretty people that really are really good at writing stories in the past, real talented and documented and respected writers actually shared this smoke plume from this Twitter bot, too, which I didn't share it. I said, eventually we'll see something, even though ABL Space Systems is not sharing much because they just had a failure. And, of course, you know, they're not feeling real good right now. Later on, they did share some stuff. They shared the launch, and then they cut. And then they had another video of the launch a little bit further away, but they didn't show you when the engines cut out and the rocket came down and apparently made this plume. Well, lo and behold, AlaskaNewsSource.com came out with an article, and I have a link down to Twitter feed, that shows those plumes. A couple of viewers took photos of these plumes made by the ABL RS-1 rocket after it lost all the engines shut down and it crashed to the ground. And, I would assume there's some damage there, because you still didn't get much out of ABL. They weren't saying much. But look, based on the smoke plumes, there's numerous photos I have here linked to this article, and some still shots of these smoke plumes coming from the launch site of the ABL Space Systems. Yeah, there was some damage done, I'm sure. Now, I still don't know if that original smoke plume was real or not when the bot sent it out. But it looks similar to one of the smoke plumes here. Not real, but you got some fully engulfed stuff going on. There's some big plumes here, if you'd like to go check it out, and the article. But, yeah, they did. It was a failed attempt, and CubeSats were destroyed in that launch also. Once again, you know, that's a bunch of CubeSats that didn't go up for these two launches. So that's why I was saying earlier, NASA says, we'll give you the bucks to learn how to build CubeSats. But remember, sometimes your CubeSats might not make it into orbit for various reasons. These being two reasons, right? You know, recent reasons. Also, even if they're just tossed out from the ISS or the CSS, doesn't mean they're going to work. So just remember that. And people are being made aware more and more about these CubeSats. Now, you got some CubeSat manufacturers changing launch companies for certain reasons, obviously based on their past performance, I would imagine. But we'll see what happens with this next ABL launch also. Also, the next Virgin Orbit launch. Very, very interesting to watch these next launch attempts, won't it? Well, that's it. Until next time.
Hey, cowboy.